Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this third day of June 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and businesses built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it's called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 50,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago and is now in its ninth edition. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. And I hope the listeners by now understand that everything we call government is part of a franchise network of corporations, starting with United States at the very top. And that's what makes the system that we're dealing with so much different than most people think it is. And that's why most of the methods we try, like electing officials, writing to your congressman, phoning your congressman, why most of these strategies don't work. Because what's in place is not a representative government. It is a corporate commercial enterprise on all levels. So that's what we've been talking about since this show started, trying to help people understand what it is, this thing called government, and how best to deal with it. Because right now, I think it is certainly created a lot of disappointments and a lot of tragedies, a lot of wars, and it lacks accountability up one side and down the other. Well, tonight, I'd like to talk a little bit about the FDA. I was lucky enough, or I was honored that John asked me to be on his program on Friday night, and he was happy to talk about these psychotropic drugs, because I called him and I said, you know, John, I think it's a problem for people because they don't understand what these drugs are all about, and there are more and more people getting harmed and injured by these drugs every day. The doctors don't understand about the drugs. Big Pharma has pretty much buffaloed everyone when it comes to these drugs, and they're being freely prescribed by both psychiatrists and general practitioners, and an enormous number of people are being harmed, injured. There are suicides, there are deaths, there are homicides. It's horrific what has happened since they released these drugs. So I found this wonderful article late yesterday, and I wanted to focus on it today because it just fits right into the conversation that took place on John's show on Friday regarding psychotropic drugs. This article appeared on a website called drugwatch.com. The author's name was Michelle Lamas. It was put up there on May 8th, 2017, so it's real recent. And the name of the article is Misplaced Trust, Why FDA's Approval Doesn't Guarantee Drug Safety. She's done a marvelous job doing her research. She's a good writer. She cites really credible sources, and she explains the whole process of FDA drug approval and what it means when the FDA disapproves a drug and what power and authority the FDA doesn't even have to remove drugs from the market when it's discovered they're unsafe. So let me read you a little bit of this article. I will post it on the IDH program links page so people can easily find it if they want to read the whole thing. And I really, really recommend it. It's just a marvelous article. The author starts out with the story of a real live family. When 37-year-old Timothy Woods Witzek's doctor gave him a few Zoloft samples to help him sleep in 2003, neither he nor his wife, Kim, was alarmed. Quote, Woody and I never once questioned the drug. Why would we? Zoloft is FDA approved, given to him by his doctor, and advertised and sold as safe and effective, unquote, Kim told Drug Watch. A couple of days later, Woody started experiencing side effects, including diarrhea, night sweats, trembling hands, nightmares, and worsening anxiety. Woody became highly agitated and irritable. His insomnia worsened. He described feeling like his head was outside his body. Quote, he told us that we should give Once again, the couple sought the help of their doctor. Quote, he told us that we should give Zoloft to Woody, give Zoloft 4 to 6 weeks to start working, unquote, Kim said. 5 weeks later, Woody, a happily married, energetic, compassionate, and cheerful man with a successful career, was dead. He had hung himself in the garage. Quote, we were shocked at the suicide. He had no history of depression or mental illness. That night, my brother-in-law went home and Googled Zoloft and suicide. He was shocked to learn that the FDA had hearings on Prozac and suicide back in 1991. He told me, I think I know what killed Woody, unquote, said Kim, his wife. The family discovered Zoloft, an FDA-approved antidepressant, led to Woody's tragic death. Unfortunately, what Woody's family didn't know is the FDA's approval process may favor drug companies over consumers. And FDA approval does not guarantee safety. In fact, Big Pharma actually pays for the majority of drug safety reviews, provides the FDA with safety data for the review, and has the option to have drugs approved faster with fewer clinical trials. I don't think most people in our country, not patients, not doctors, I'm not even sure that pharmacists understand this process. And that's where the huge gap in understanding is the reason it's humming along, causing so much harm, because nobody really understands how it works. Everybody presumes that the FDA is protecting the public from unsafe and ineffective drug, and that presumption is just plain wrong. Okay, getting back to Michelle's article, The Birth of a New Drug. FDA approval is based on evidence provided by the company that makes the medical product, that the benefits of the product outweigh the risks for most patients for a specific use. It doesn't necessarily mean the product is safe. And that is a statement by Diana Zuckerman, who's the president of the National Center for Health Research. A new drug takes several steps before it makes its way into a consumer's medicine cabinet. Unlike medical devices that are cleared for sale without extensive testing, if a similar device is already on the market, drugs must go through clinical trials before they are available to consumers. While the process of approving a new drug seems thorough on paper, critics say it assumes the world is a perfectly controlled environment. Also, clinical trials have short time frames and can't thoroughly determine safety. Now, here's a quote from Michael Carome, Public Citizen organization, Public Citizen. Quote, when a new drug is first approved by the FDA, it typically has only been tested in several hundred to a few thousands patients in carefully controlled clinical trials that last several weeks to several months and that exclude many types of patients who will end up being prescribed the drug, unquote. I want to stop and interject that. That's a big one, people. So they're testing the drug on people who aren't even going to be, the drug it won't even be prescribed for. And that was revealed by Dr. Angel, who is the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. She wrote a book. You can do a YouTube search for her, Marsha Angel, A-N-G-E-L-L, and she's done any number of presentations that are on YouTube, and you can listen to her right now. And she's still employed by Harvard, and she's given many, many lectures on this topic. And that point she's made many times, that they test these drugs. Generally, she said they test these drugs on safe patients, and they almost never test them on the kind of patient, the ill patient, the patient with heart failure, or whatever, that the drug will be prescribed for. So I don't know what they think they're going to find out if they're testing it on a healthy patient and it's intended for a sick one, but that's the way the system is set up. Michael Carone, Public Citizens Health Research Group Director, told Drug Watch, quote, as a result, only the most common types of serious adverse events will be detected prior to FDA approval, unquote. In fact, the FDA calls drug approval a balancing act between acceptable risks and benefits on its website. But did Woody Witsek and his family know about this balancing act before he took Zoloft? No cautionary warning was given to him or me, said Kim Witsek. In fact, she said, the three-week Pfizer-supplied sample pack that Woody came home with automatically doubled the dose, unbeknownst to him, from 25 to 50 milligrams after 1 week. Essentially, consumers like Woody and his family are playing the odds when they take a new drug. Even though data from human trials are analyzed by a team of experts before a drug is approved, it can be impossible to anticipate all bad reactions, especially very rare safety risks, unless they had also happened with use of a similar drug. The entity responsible for reviewing new drugs is the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. It's called the CDER. The CDER breaks down the process into phases: preclinical, clinical, and new drug application review. Number one, preclinical. After a drug company discovers a new compound, it starts the FDA approval process. The preclinical phase is the drug maker's discovery and screening phase. First, it must test the drug on animals to determine its toxicity level. Researchers find out basic safety and efficacy information about the new drug. After it gathers initial data, the drug company submits an investigational new drug application to the FDA. It's called an IND, investigational new drug. The IND includes basic facts about the drug and a plan for human testing. After the FDA verifies the planned clinical trials will not put human subjects at unreasonable risk, it moves the drug to the next phase. Number two, clinical study phase. The clinical study phase is when the drug maker conducts tests on human subjects. Clinical trials go through three phases. Phase one, the goal of this phase is to discover what the drug's most frequent side effects are. Usually about 20 to 80 participants enroll in this phase. Phase two, the goal of this phase is to discover the drug's effectiveness. researchers gather preliminary data on how the drug works in people with a certain disease or condition. Researchers compare the drug against placebo or another drug. Short-term side effects are studied. Usually a few hundred people participate in phase two studies. Okay, phase three. Phase three continues to test safety and efficacy in a larger number of people on different doses and in combination with a few drugs. More than 1,000 patients typically participate in phase three trials. Number three, new drug application review. Once clinical trials are finished, the drug company submits a new drug application. Then the drug company submits an official review that includes animal and human data plus information on how the drug will be manufactured. The FDA has 60 days to review before officially filing. After the FDA files the NDA, it reviews all the research submitted by the drug company for safety and effectiveness. Next, it reviews the drug's proposed label to ensure healthcare professionals and consumers get the right information. Finally, the FDA inspects the facility where the drug company will manufacture the drug. Now the FDA has the information it needs to decide whether to approve a drug or issue a rejection letter. Now things get even more complex because in this approval process, they passed legislation in the 1990s. Big Pharma was claiming that there was a need for new drugs, that there was an urgent need for new drugs, and I believe part of that was AIDS. And they convinced Congress to pass a legislation allowing the fast tracking of drugs so that they could be developed faster and put on the market in less time to meet what Big Pharma was claiming a desperate need for new drugs due to illnesses and other problems that the public was having with their health. So Congress did pass that, and it turns out that that was probably one of the biggest mistakes they've ever made, because what it allowed the drug companies to do was to pay FDA a fast-track fee. And if they paid the FDA a lot of money to do the fast-track process, then the drug could be approved in less time. The pressure now started going on to the FDA to get the drugs approved. Hang in there. We'll be back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Tonight we're talking about the unholy relationship between the FDA and Big Pharma. So in 1992, the Prescription Drug Use Fee Act was passed, and this opened the door for the nightmare that we are now all living. And here's a quote from Michael Carome. He was the director of Public Citizens Health Research Group. Quote, "User fees fundamentally changed the relationship between the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry, such that the agency now views industry as a partner and a client rather than a regulated entity." While taxpayers, unquote, still provide about one-third of the FDA's funding, the agency receives the majority of its drug review funding from Big Pharma, the very industry it should be regulating. It's a little known fact to most American, and it raises red flags for a number of consumer groups. Over time, the Prescription Drug Use Fee Act expanded. Since 1992, several reauthorizations of the PDUFA, that's what the initials, further weakened the standards for approving drugs. For example, it allowed companies to use one trial instead of two to approve a drug in some cases. The fact that Big Pharma pays a substantial amount of FDA's operating costs should give anyone pause, according to critics. This is a big conflict of interest. The FDA's 2017 budget for expansion of its White Oak facility in Silver Springs, Maryland, includes $126 million from drug company user fees. Approximately two-thirds of the agency's budget for review of drug products is now funded by the pharmaceutical industry. As a result, speed of review and approval too often take precedence over protecting public health and ensuring that drugs are safe and effective. With Big Pharma footing the bill, monitoring side effects may be lower in importance than approving drugs. Professor Donald W. Light estimates the FDA, an institution supposedly developed to protect the public from unsafe and ineffective drugs, only spends about 10% of its budget monitoring harmful side effects. Under the White House's proposed 2018 budget, user fees will grow more than double. This could potentially hike up the influence drug companies already have. The government also plans to decrease federal funding of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the FDA's parent agency, according to the budget outline. This could potentially make the FDA more dependent on drug companies for funding. No, you think it's already there, people. I mean, this is a wonderful article, but it's already there. And when you read this, you'll start to understand why we have statins that do not make patients better. They make patients sicker, why they're on the market, why they're being prescribed by all these cardiologists across the country, why the dangerous vaccine called Gardasil got approved and is being promoted across the country, why all these psychotropic drugs are being prescribed by physicians, general practitioners, as well as psychiatrists across the country. People, this system is so broken. It is so horrifically broken. Well, some people say you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just some apples in the barrel. No, when you read this article, you're going to see the whole barrel is rotten. And there's just, I think John Rappaport talks about that all the time. Gary Null talks about that. He made a video about it, a documentary about it, that you just simply cannot trust these products that are on the market now. They are simply, you can't presume that they're either safe or effective. And I think the best thing we can do is be very careful, take as few drugs as absolutely possible, and look for alternatives. Okay, we'll be back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Listening to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the partnership between the Food and Drug Administration and Big Pharma. There's a wonderful physician by the name of Dr. Peter Gocha. I mentioned it on Friday, and it's important that people recognize him. He's done a lot of videos, a lot of YouTubes. Really, he hasn't done that. Most of them are done of him doing presentations to an audience. He is extremely well known. He is the co-founder of the Cochrane Collaboration. Now, a lot of people haven't heard of the Cochrane Collaboration. It is a global independent network of researchers, professionals, patients, carers, and people interested in health. Cochrane contributors, there are 37,000 from more than 130 countries. They work together to produce credible, accessible health information, and they are free of commercial sponsorship or other conflicts of interest. Many of the Cochrane contributors are world leaders in their fields of medicine, health policy, research methodology, or consumer advocacy. And the Cochrane groups are situated in some of the world's most respected academic and medical institutions. The Cochrane Collaboration is recognized as representing an international gold standard for high-quality, trusted information. So I'm going to give you a quote of Peter Gocha, Dr. Peter Gocha, who is internal medicine. This is a quote. He wrote the book, Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare. And this is a quote of Dr. Peter Gocha. The main reason we take so many drugs is that drug companies don't sell drugs. They sell lies about drugs. This is what makes drugs so different from anything else in life. Virtually everything we know about drugs is what the companies have chosen to tell us and our doctors. The reason patients trust their medicine is that they extrapolate the trust they have in their doctors into the medicines they prescribe. The patients don't realize that although their doctors may know a lot about diseases and human physiology, they know very, very little about drugs that hasn't been carefully concocted and dressed up by the drug industry, unquote. And that is an absolute fact. Just today, we have a good friend over who is recently retired, brilliant man with a board certified in emergency medicine. And he has been taking statins because his cholesterol is somewhat elevated. He is having problems with his legs, pain in his feet, pain in his legs. Last time I saw him, he had on a foot brace, but I hadn't seen him for like a month. Today he came in without a foot brace and talked about the problems he'd had walking, but told me that he went off statins about a month ago. Now he can walk. He even went for a long bike ride. And yet this wonderful man, this very, very dear friend, is trying to find an alternative statin to the one he took so he can lower his cholesterol. This put me in a very difficult position. So even doctors, people, are falling for these lies from Big Pharma. I recently purchased a documentary called Statin Nation. And I had watched it. I watched it twice. And so I loaned it to him and I said, there's a lot you don't know about what's really going on and how much control Big Pharma has over the information that doctors are getting. See what you think of this documentary. It features some of the leading internationally well-recognized cardiologists. And he said he'd watch it. We'll wait and see if we can get through the lie that he has been told about cholesterol and statin drugs. And it's really a problem for me because I like him so much. And I read the book that Hannah Yosef, Yoseph, wrote about statin drugs and the dangers and the fallacy of cholesterol and heart disease. But like you, and the callers frequently call in and tell me that just because we finally figured out the truth does not mean that other people are prepared to listen to us. And trust me, people, it's even harder when you're talking to a physician because they believe, even when it's their own health, they believe they've been told the truth. They believe in the FDA. They believe that these pharmaceutical drugs are safe and effective. And it's very difficult to convince them otherwise. They've spent their whole career studying these drugs. They think they know the truth about the drugs, but as you can see from the remarks that Dr. Peter Gocha says, no, they only know the carefully concocted information that was given to them by Big Pharma. They don't know what I'm reading about tonight, what has happened to the FDA. So what I did is, after he left, I sent him an email and said, you're going to really appreciate this information about the FDA. That's all I said. And I sent him a link to the article I'm reading from tonight about misplaced trust in the FDA. So we'll see what happens. I mean, what can I say? It's his whole career. He's now retired. Is he ready to look at the fact that something really awful is going on and that he could be victimized by his own profession? I don't know. I hope he's ready to look at the truth. Well, the end of this wonderful article, again, I'll post it, is a kind of an aftermath about this woman who lost her husband. Her name is Kim. Kim Witzak, and her husband, Woody, hung himself after taking Zoloft for 5 weeks. So here's the conclusion that she came to. And it's called The Aftermath of Losing a Loved One. That's the segment of the article. Kim Witzek says, quote, it was too late for our family, but if just one family is informed, then Woody's life and death made a difference, unquote. Kim Witzek's journey after losing her husband led her to a path of activism that includes her role as a consumer representative on the FDA psychopharmacologist Drug Advisory Committee. Quote, I was out of town on business when I got a call from my dad telling me that Woody, my husband of almost 10 years, was found hanging from the rafters in our garage dead at the age of 37, unquote, Witzek said, recalling that fateful day nearly 14 years ago. quote, Woody, my best friend, the guy I was supposed to have a family and grow old with, was gone, unquote. Her husband's story echoes those of others harmed by FDA-approved drugs. When Kim started fighting for patients' rights, it was for Woody, but she realized the issue was bigger. Quote, the journey for the truth has taken me to the FDA, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Congress, the courts, and the media. I work with a huge network of patient safety activists across the country that work on a variety of issues. Many of them came into this work as a result of a harm or adverse experience, Witzig said. Witzig stresses education. She said consumers should challenge their physicians and find out all they can about a drug. The FDA also needs more authority to compel recalls and police drug and device companies. Again, it ends with this quote of Kim's, quote, it was too late for our family, but if just one family is informed, then Woody's life and death made a difference, unquote. It's a horribly sad story. Unfortunately, I've seen something similar among friends and family. And we're on our own, people. We have to educate each other. We have to educate our family. I made a first stab at educating my daughter today. I handed her a copy of Big Pharma Exposed, which is on Anti-Corruption Society website. If you look at the tabs at the top, one of them says Big Pharma Exposed. If you click on that page, there is on that page insiders, reference to insiders telling the truth about Big Pharma and what has happened to our healthcare today. And there is also a link for a two-page front and back PDF. So you can print that out and hand it to your loved ones. I always tell people, don't rely on your loved ones listening to your opinion of what's going on with healthcare. Because if they like their doctor, they're going to freaking ignore you. But my doctor would never. But my I have a good doctor. Blah, blah, blah. I've heard that. So it's not going to, you're not going to win them over with your opinion or you're saying, I said something or you heard something. The only way we're going to convince them that there's a huge problem is to give them information of how many insiders, how many doctors are screaming and yelling and writing books and raising the flag about the problem with healthcare and the corruption in healthcare and the outrageous power that Big Pharma holds over our physicians, our hospitals, our nurses. The whole system, top to bottom, has been corporatized, and it is no longer about healthcare. Okay? It is about profit. I don't know how many people noticed that we used to be referred to when we were sick or injured as patients, but they've given a change. They've changed our label, and we are now healthcare consumers. So I wanted the listeners to hear, what is a consumer? Remember, we've talked about this again and again and again. The legal system is about commerce. It is a commercial legal system based on law, merchant, uniform commercial code. So here is the definition of a consumer. So if you're a healthcare consumer, this applies to you. A consumer is an individual who purchases and uses products and services in contradistinction to manufacturers who produce the goods or services, and wholesalers or retailers who distribute and sell them. A member of the general category of persons who are protected by state and federal laws regulating price policies, financial practices, quality of goods and services, credit reporting, debt collection, and other trade practices of U.S. commerce. It's important that we understand that when you enter into the medical system that you are going into commerce. You are now what they have labeled a healthcare consumer. So whatever rights you think you may have come from this commercial system. We've talked about this again and again, but this is a good opportunity to remind people that the Bill of Rights isn't going to protect you. You have to go back to the system that's in place. You can't pretend there's a different system in place that will not leave you protected. And we had a show on this. I'm going to remind everybody once again that patients' right to informed dissent. Now, as a healthcare consumer, the federal corporation has given you a right. This has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, but they have granted you the right to informed consent. And that is the right we're going to have to claim for ourselves so that we are not victimized. What I read here should convince everyone that medications, treatments, surgeries, device implantation, we can no longer assume that we're given the accurate information we need for informed consent. And Kim makes that point. She stresses education. We should challenge and find out all we can about the drugs they're prescribing. She is absolutely right. And unfortunately, not everyone will have the time and energy to do it, but it is critical, especially if you really believe and are convinced that you need some services from this healthcare system. So the patient's right to informed dissent, that's on the website, anticorruptionsociety.com. You can either scroll down on the homepage because it's there right now. It was posted on May 12th. Or if you listen to this recording later, you can type in the search box, patient's right to informed dissent. And that posting, that article, explains how important it is that you claim that right. Remember, we live in a world where there's presumptions. They're presuming when the doctor says, here's what you need to know about this drug. Here's what you need to know about this procedure or treatment. We're presuming the doctor understands the problems with the drugs. And that is a false presumption. He understands what the drug company has told him and nothing more. The younger he is, the more less likely he is to realize that drug could have a serious problem. So we have to be advocates for ourselves. If you're going to take a prescription, I was just telling my daughter today, if they write you a prescription, here's what you need to do. Say to the doctor, thank you, what are the side effects or adverse reactions that I should look for? Now, if the doctor says, oh, there aren't too many, you know, rash or something, yeah, this is generally well tolerated, thank the doctor and go home and look up the drugs, look up the drug on drug.com. Excuse me, because it has all the drugs that are listed there, there is a category, adverse reactions or side effects. Click on that, and then you can scroll down on that page, and there is a section for healthcare professionals. That's the one you need to read. And you can copy and paste that on a piece of paper. If your doctor didn't mention any of those, and either take it to him the next time you go in or mail it to him and say, FYI, for your information. You don't have to say any more in your letter. FYI, we have to convince these doctors that we are willing to look up this information, and it's going to make them look bad if we know the truth about the drugs they're prescribing and they are completely out in the cold. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be back soon, and we'll take calls.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Moment now and remind listeners of the importance of supporting RBN. RBN is absolutely reliant on listener support. It's not inexpensive to keep this network going. John does a great job, but however, it costs money. He has employees to pay, his equipment. He does have some sponsors, but he does not have any big pharma sponsors. Yay, John. The sponsors that would pay big bucks are the sponsors that are actually causing harm on our society. So John tries to keep his sponsors into the category of those that benefit the population versus sponsors that harm the population. And that does cost him money because these are not the wealthy big corporations. That's okay. I admire him for doing that. And I am happy to do my part, and I'm asking the listeners to do their part to keep this going so that there isn't conflicts of interest, so that you're getting the best information, and John doesn't have to censor his host because they could offend Big Pharma or offend Big Agra or anything else. We're telling the truth as we know it, as we discover it, and as it rolls in front of our desk every day. So you can donate to RBN in several ways. If you'd like, you can just call in. The number is 800-724-2719 and punch extension 1 and just say, I'd like to donate to RBN. could you help me? And they would be happy to help you. Or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you didn't write that down, go to the website of Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, and there is a donate tab on the home page that will have that phone number and that address, as well as a link. So if you choose to donate electronically, you can do so as well. You can either make a one-time donation, or you could make a pledge and donate every month to RBN to make sure that you don't lose this network. You certainly can't get this information on other networks. It is, John's done an amazing job. He's got amazing hosts, and I listen to the archives all the time. And the archives are free, people. You don't have to pay for the archives. A lot of these programs charge for archives. So please give your support to RBN. Here is the call-in number if you'd like to call in tonight. And the topic is FDA and Big Pharma, the partnership. The number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. This topic is so big, and I realized the more I dug into it, I started out basically looking at the vaccines issue. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.